Do you need help protecting your finances as you enter retirement? David Dickens of KC Financial Advisors has got you covered. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. Welcome to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast. I'm Ron Stutz, along with David Dickens, president of KC Financial Advisors. David, some people's eyes glaze over when you mention life insurance. They don't necessarily think it's an exciting thing to talk about, but there are some really good creative things you can do with life insurance. A lot of people assume it's just something they need while they're working and have kids at home, but there are many other reasons that life insurance might be a very useful part of your retirement plan that you should explore today. Don't wait. Number one on the list here is income replacement. How can you use life insurance to replace your income?
Well, so I can think of two different situations. One, and I see this in a number of the younger couples that I meet with, everybody pretty much understands that life insurance is really good and really cheap for replacing income when the major breadwinner dies, in the unlikely event that the major breadwinner dies. But what a lot of young couples don't figure out is, let's say that the major breadwinner is the husband.
Okay.
If the wife is at home with a couple of kids and she dies, he has a big, big problem. And so I see a lot of families that have life insurance on the husband, but not on the wife. And this type of life insurance is so cheap, you can't afford to not have it on both couples. It's a big risk for the husband if the wife dies, and vice versa. The second thing that I see a lot is, and in fact, I'm running an analysis for a client right now. They are in their late 50s. They're going to retire young. And they're trying to figure out how they should take his pension with 100% survivorship to her, or 50% survivorship to her, or zero. If you are listening today and you've been through that discussion, you know that the less your spouse gets when you die, the more you get as a couple while you're living. Well, there's an analysis that everybody ought to go through before they make that decision and determine, might we take the bigger monthly amount, have nothing or little go to the surviving spouse, but with the extra money we get every month, buy a life insurance policy. If there's a good financial reason to do that, then you would want to know that. So if there's not a good financial reason, then don't do it. Nobody, sorry if you work for a life insurance company and you're listening to us today, but nobody likes life insurance companies because we're dealing with death. But there might be a really good financial reason to do that.
We're talking about reasons to get life insurance that covers income replacement, and certainly you might want to come in to talk to David about that. But how about transferring family wealth? How can you use life insurance to do that?
I have a couple of clients that have done that. What it usually looks like is something called a second to die life insurance policy. And so what they do is it gets underwritten based on the health of both the husband and the wife. And the payout doesn't happen until the second of them dies. So it goes to their estate. In one particular case I'm thinking of, this couple has a lot of grandchildren, and what they're doing is leaving this tax-free death benefit to all of their living grandchildren. That's what their trust says. So it can be a really efficient way to leave tax-free money to your heirs. It's a special type of life insurance policy that doesn't try to create any cash value. It's just the biggest death benefit for the least amount of premium. So that can be a way to transfer family wealth.
Okay, let's talk about tax-free income. How does life insurance figure into that?
Well, so the more you make, the less alternatives you have as far as stashing away money for yourself. So for instance, I have a lot of clients that make too much income to even use a Roth IRA, which of course provides tax-free income when you're retired. They don't have a Roth 401k at work. So what they are able to do is use this particular type of permanent life insurance. It's usually an index universal life policy. But what they'll do is they'll pay into that for say 10 or 15 years and then no more. And then once they're retired, they'll start taking money out of that policy, if they take it out in the right way, on a tax-free basis. So it's a way to supplement the monies they've saved in 401ks and IRAs and the money they're going to get from Social Security. It's a tax-free way to supplement that. another cool thing about it is, I'm thinking about a client of mine in his late 40s who is doing this. He can take that money out before 59 and a half and pay no penalty for taking that money out. And he can use it for any reason, to pay for college education or just whatever he wants to do. So it can be kind of difficult to make this strategy work. If you're thinking about starting this and you're in your late 60s, that's going to be really difficult. But if you find yourself in your late 40s, early to mid 50s, this might be a path you'd want to look at, especially if you're a high earner, for making a tax-free bucket of money for you to draw on in your retirement.
And now comes that topic of conversation that everybody likes to avoid. We don't even like to think about the need for long-term care, much less talk about it. But if you haven't thought about it, you could be in trouble later on in life. How can life insurance help you with long-term care coverage?
Yeah, so we've talked about this on several past shows in some detail. So what this really is, there are a couple different ways that you can provide for your own long-term care protection. One would be to just buy a policy and keep paying and paying and paying, and if you never use it, well, you lose those premiums. What this strategy does is it buys a permanent life insurance policy, and what the life insurance company will let you do is accelerate that death benefit when you get to the point where you can't do two of the six activities of daily living. I'm not going to unpack that, but it's a very standard measure to determine whether your long-term care policy is ready to pay off. If you find yourself in that position and you have one of these life insurance policies, they will accelerate the death benefit to you and your spouse for over 48 months, typically. That money comes to you tax-free in most cases. And it also, of course, reduces the death benefit that your spouse will eventually get when you pass on. But there's no need to submit medical bills. It's a very clean way of funding some long-term care. And if you never need it, the entire death benefit goes tax-free to your heirs, your spouse, whoever you name as a beneficiary. So the whole area of life insurance can be really, really confusing and really murky. And sometimes it's very hard to know if the money you're paying in is a good value for you. So if you're listening today and a couple of those ideas maybe shook something loose in your brain, you said, I'd like to check that out, I just encourage you to talk to somebody. If it's me, that's fantastic, and we'd like to do that for you. But talk to somebody who can help you analyze whether this policy is a good thing for you, whether you're getting the right amount of benefit and the right amount of money out of that policy for you. So that's something that we do a lot when we do these financial CPRs for people, whether they're high net worth people that can use some of these strategies, or whether they're younger couples that just need the income replacement, just the cheapest form of life insurance they can get. If you would benefit from that discussion, and if you've saved at least $250,000 for your own retirement, then pick up the phone and give us a call. Ask for this financial CPR, or just leave us a message saying, hey, I'd like to discuss a couple of these life insurance strategies that Dave talked about on today's radio show. So there's not a cost or an obligation to having that discussion. It's really a chance for you to get some education, maybe about life insurance strategies, maybe about your retirement plan. So if you'd like to do that, we'll do that analysis for you. I'll give you some really straight talk on which of those strategies might be of value to you. And I think then decisions become really clear. So if you'd like to get some financial straight talk that's specific to you, whether it's about life insurance or whether it's about your financial plan, call our toll-free number now and ask for that complete planning review, our financial CPR. You'll be really happy that you called today.
It's the KC Financial Advisors CPR, Complimentary Planning Review. Get a review of your financial situation and answers to all your retirement questions. Just go online to CoverYourAssetsKC.com today to learn more about the planning process. Check out past episodes of the podcast and schedule your planning review. That's CoverYourAssetsKC.com or call 913-317-1414. And tell us you heard the podcast and would like to get that financial CPR. Call 913-317-1414. Thanks for listening to the Cover Your Assets KC podcast.
Investment advisory services offered through Brookstone Capital Management, LLC, BCM, a registered investment advisor. BCM and KC Financial Advisors are independent of each other.